Dan, you've got some exciting news that you've talked about at the Conrad Symposium today, and it's about seed banking from the boreal in the oil sands area. What's it called? What is the organization called?
It's the Oil Sands Vegetative Cooperative, and it's a cooperative that is formed with six companies who have come together to harvest seeds of native plants in order to bank them and have them available for reclamation in the future.
Now, you said this is something that has been a personal passion of yours for the last 30 years, to try and get something like this off the ground. Why is it important?
Well, as the oil sands development grows and enlarges up in the northeastern part of the province, larger and larger tracts of land are being disturbed, and these are areas that were natural for the most part prior to disturbance. And in order to reclaim these, we're going to need many of the native plants that exist in the boreal forest now. And we would like to ensure that not only do we save the individual plants, the individual species, but that we save some of the genetic diversity that goes along with those, so that that's what makes a species resilient to being preserved over time. So we would like to ensure that we save these and have seed available for reclamation and restoration in the future.
And I would think, too, that as the oil sands expands, it may actually become even harder for you to get what you need. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. As the area of disturbance increases, as the footprint increases, certainly there are fewer and fewer natural areas in which to harvest the seed. And one of the things that we try and do is not create problems by over-harvesting natural areas. We would like to keep the areas that are now natural and maintain the naturalness of them. So if we over-harvest those, we've disturbed those as well. So we want to harvest prior to development and then harvest carefully any remaining areas.
Are there any facilities to actually store or to bank these seeds once you harvest them?
Yeah, the provincial government, Alberta Environment Sustainable Resource Development, has a place at Smoky Lake, Alberta, and they have already banked seed for forestry purposes over the last, I imagine, 30 years, or maybe even more. And we have now joined forces with them, and we're looking at plants other than just the trees, the productive trees. We're looking at all of the other different species, especially shrubs and grasses and so on. And we're working with them to register the seed and preserve it there. And it's a bunker that's kept at minus 18 degrees. So once the seed is cleaned, the seed is actually stored frozen, and it can be maintained over a long period of time.
Is this above ground or below ground?
It's above ground, but it's in a concrete bunker.
So there's no way that it could get burnt up in a forest fire if one came through?
We are hoping not.
Let's look at the harvesting. It must be quite a complicated process to get everything together and deal with it. How does the process start out to harvest these seeds?
Well, I guess the first thing that we've done is here at Wild Rose, we've been working with native plants for probably, well, up in the boreal for the last 15 years or so. And the first thing to do is to find the areas where you can actually harvest the seeds, so to know what you're looking for. So we have actually put together what we call harvest sheets, and we have information on how to harvest them, when to harvest them, when the seed is ripe, that sort of thing. And then we've hired a seed harvester who is our contractor in the field, and she goes out and actually does the harvesting. Most of it's hand harvested, although for some of the tree species we have to actually fell trees and harvest them that way. But it is complicated in that you have to be there at the right time, and you have to know where there's sufficient numbers of plants. And you also have to be careful that you're not harvesting everything, because you need to make sure that, especially with the berry species, that you're leaving enough there for the bears, for the wildlife as well, and also so that natural areas renew themselves. But mostly we hand harvest, and it's put into plastic pails, and it's taken to Smoky Lake Forest Nursery, which is a private nursery, and they do the extraction. They extract the seed from the fruit, and they do all of the testing, and then it's taken over to the provincial lab where it's registered and stored.
What about tracking all of this?
We're very careful about tracking. every collection is given an individual accession number, and that accession number stays with that seed lot. So seed lots are from a very specific area, from a set area, and the accession number is tracked with this, and that goes with the geographic location from which it is harvested, the elevation, the number of parent plants that we harvest from. And that's all tracked with it, and that goes right through to the registration process and then is available for the oil sands companies when they go to actually deploy these plants. When they have these plants grown up, they grow up the seeds and put them back into the soil there. They have all that information and are able to deploy plants in areas that are suitable for them.
How many species are you collecting right now, and what are some of those species?
Over the last 4 years, we've actually harvested 24 different species, although in any given year, really 8 to 15 species in a given year. But some of those species we harvest year after year to ensure that we have enough seed. So we're doing things such as the red osier dogwood, which is a plant that's used commonly in reclamation, blueberry, a very common plant for reclamation. Paper birch is a tree species that we harvest. Lowbush cranberry, lingonberry, quite a number of different species.
Now, how do you know that this is actually going to work, that these seeds are going to last and that they are going to be viable?
Well, two things. Seed science is a very old science, and lots of work has been done worldwide on classifying plants by the types of seeds that they have. And learning how to store seed is something that's been done. For instance, Kew Garden in England has a very knowledgeable staff, and one of their staff actually is now working here in Alberta with us on this, and that's kind of exciting. She's on staff here now. And the other thing is that we have a research program associated with this cooperative and looking at the best storage conditions under which to store each of the different individual species, and also the longevity, how long we can keep them, what kind of dormancy they have, and what kind of moisture content before we store them, that sort of thing. So there's a research component to this as well.
And are all the species storable?
Yes, certainly there are some species, such as aspen poplar, that don't store as long as some of the others, although if you didn't store them properly, seeds of aspen would probably last less than a year, and that's always been a problem in the past. We can actually store these up to about 6 years now, but most other seeds, really, it's 20, 30 years for sure.
Now, for some plants that you may not be able to harvest enough seeds from the wild, how will you deal with that?
We haven't done anything about that yet, but in the future we're looking towards a couple of things. One, we could grow them in nurseries and set up basically seed orchards where we would harvest what we could from the wild and then multiply them under agricultural conditions and harvest seed from orchards, much the same way as you would harvest fruit. You have to be very careful when you do that to maintain the genetic diversity so that you're not getting all the same genetic material. But that's possible. The other thing is for plants that grow better vegetatively rather than from seed, you can set up what are called stooling beds, and you basically grow these in an orchard situation, and then you take cuttings of either stems or roots, depending on the type of plant.
Are there any more species that you're going to start saving?
Oh, absolutely. We have about 24 now. There's a possibility of probably at least 500 other species eventually. Right now, the next thing on our horizon is wetland species. We're going to look at a lot of the wetland species. There's some work being done in the oil sands with fen development. And so we're going to look at a lot of the riparian and wetland species starting this year in 2013.
I'm just trying to get a sense of the size or the amount, because some of those seeds are so absolutely tiny.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'll take blueberry, for example. You know, in a single blueberry, there's probably about 36 seeds, little seeds in there. So if you collect, say, 20 or 30 liters of berries, you get a lot of seeds. But for things like lowbush cranberry, I guess, there's a single seed in every berry. So in order to get thousands of seeds that we require, really you have to harvest, we're talking 120 liters at a time of these. So it's huge amounts.
Well, congratulations. It sounds like a wonderful project. Thank you very much, Anne.
Thank you. Appreciate it.